get back to your course shortly, but have you received a brochure from a travel company maybe called Enjoy, E-N-J-O-I, Vacation, Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-I-S, T-A-S-I Holiday, Lavender Holiday or Sentosa Travelling Group? If you have, it's likely it's a scam and they're after your money. And they've got some money from a few people too. One of them is Wendy's husband. Wendy's from Geraldton and her husband has lost $3,500 after becoming a victim of this latest, yes, there have been some before, previous ones, Malaysian travel brochure scam. She's on the line. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Howard. How are you going?
Which one did he get his from?
Sentosa Travelling.
And what did it say? What did he think it was?
Well, at first we just thought it was a bit of a joke and we actually rang just for a lark and it's actually had two tickets. One said, thank you when you scratch in. The other one said, second prize, $160,000.
Gee, that sounded pretty good.
Yeah, well, it did at the time, but we thought, yeah, whatever. And so we actually rang and the guy that we spoke to, Philip Chow, he actually rechecked it, asked us for the number on top of the scratch and win, asked us to scan the actual ticket to prove that it was valid and that it wasn't just us trying to scan the company and things like that. And so we did. We scanned it, sent it through and things like that. And then he actually rang and said, look, yeah, you have won. It's valid. And we said, look, we don't even know who you guys are.
We haven't bought anything from you before.
No, no. But on the other side of the ticket, they have Toshiba as sponsors, USB, Malaysian Airlines, Astro, all these other companies. And so
they got their logos there anyway.
Yeah, yeah, their logos, yeah. And so we actually tried to ring Malaysian Airlines, Toshiba, and things like that to see if they were actual sponsors. But
they did a fair bit of checking.
Yeah, yeah, and we went on the internet to see if there was anything written on the internet about Sentosa scam. There was nothing there at that time. And so we actually tried to research their companies and things like that, and they seemed valid and above board.
How did they manage to scam $3,500 out of you? How did they do
that? Well, they said that because it's from Hong Kong, what happened is they actually said these tickets are only sent to members who are Stanley and Irving Holdings. They have portfolios for people who have portfolios with Stanley and Irving Holdings.
Did you have that?
Hey?
Did you have that?
No, because that company is a scam as well. It's part of the scam.
Right.
And so they said, these tickets have been sent to us by mistake, and so they're going to have a meeting as to regard to whether or not we get the prize because they weren't supposed to be sent to us.
Right. We're getting to the point where you give them some money. How do you do that?
Yeah, yeah. And so we were like, well, whatever, you know, we're above board, we're honest. We, you know, if they say no to the prize, well, that's prerogative.
Right.
And then they said, yeah, they have said yes to paying out the prize because it wasn't our mistake, it was theirs. But the accountant from Stanley and Irving Holdings said, we can't give you the prize because you have no portfolio with us. The Hong Kong Chinese government doesn't have any relevant information in regards to you, so they want $3,500 for a certificate of authorization to go to the court to say that what you're doing is valid.
Gee, this is involved, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It took over a week.
So you give them your bank details?
Oh, yeah, but they also asked, when they asked for our bank details, we got really sus. And so they actually asked for what's called a SWIFT number. And so we actually rang the bank and said, look, why would they want this SWIFT number? Can they take money out of our account? And they said, no, a SWIFT number is to actually put money into your account.
Ah, so your bank here said that?
Yeah, yeah. So they'll ask you for a SWIFT number, they'll ask for your account details. We asked the bank, we said, can they take any money out at all? And they said, absolutely not. Even though they have your details, they cannot take any money out.
But that was wrong.
No, no, it's not. It's not because they can't. But what they do is they ask for the SWIFT number to get you to believe that they're on the up and up.
Right, so now you've given them the details and the SWIFT number.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Well, then they actually asked us, they said, look, we can't pay you. We've got your account details. We've got all the SWIFT number. They verified everything. Then they said, we've our accountant's just gone to go and pay the prize, but we've been told that we cannot give you the money because the Hong Kong government doesn't have any of your details in their tax files because you're not a citizen of Hong Kong, you're not a citizen of China, you don't have a portfolio with our company, so in order for us to give you this prize, we have to have $3,500 from you, and we will put $3,500 up front, go to court, get a court, high court authorization to pay you that prize.
$160,000.
Yeah. And then they tell you that the Hong Kong government will only take $100 out of that for their
administration,
bookwork. You will get $3,400 back, or it's $3,500 because ours for $36,000, and you will get that money back within a couple of days after the prize has been paid out. Right,
that's the last you saw of that.
Yeah, because they asked us to pay through Western Union, and they asked us to pay to this guy Wing Lun Ho, and to send it to China. And then after that, after they got the money, they weren't just happy with that. A few days later, they said, oh, under the gaming tax law of the Hong Kong government, we need another $6,600 because it's a gaming tax for this prize. And
at which point you backed, did you?
We just said, get real, give us some money back. This is really sus now. And we said, look, we pretended that, yeah, we could pay it. And then we said to him, but you have to give us our $3,500 back, and then we can give you the whole $10,000. This is what we said to him. And then we'll give it back to you, but you still have to give us the $3,500 back to prove that you are real and that you're above board. And they said, well, if we do that, then you thwart your prize.
So that was it. That's the last conversation you had, I'll bet.
No. I told them today. I said,
are you still talking with them?
Oh, no. I rang them today. I said, I'm just letting you know I'm going to go on national television and expose your company.
How'd they react to that?
He was really quiet. And I said, and I'll be naming names and telling them exactly who you are. He was not happy.
Mr. Wing has taken flight, I think.
It's Ken Lee. If anyone has been,
there's lots to be thousands and millions of Ken Lees up there, let me tell you.
Yeah, there's Ken Lee, and he's from Stanley and Irving Holdings.
Yeah, right.
No, there's someone Tan. I forget his name. He's
a few Tans up there too.
Yep, and there's Philip Chow. He's from Malaysia, Sentosa Travelling.
Okay, well, Wendy, I got the picture. It was pretty intricate, pretty involved. Just stay there and we've got the consumer protection on the other line. David Hilliard, hello.
Hello, Howard. How are you going?
You heard this story before, this sort of thing?
Unfortunately, we have.
Pretty complicated, isn't it? I mean, that's not just a case of one call, give us the money.
Yeah, and look, you and your listeners haven't had the benefit of seeing the quality of the brochures and the scratchy tickets, etc.,
pretty good,
which will arrive in people's homes. But they are very professionally produced, full colour, and as you heard Wendy just tell you, it's not just a matter of someone who sounds a bit sus and a bit shady saying, "Oh, send me some money and I'll send you the prize." Mm. They actually go through a long and involved grooming process with semi-reasonable stories which come together as to why you need to send this money off. But I guess if you can stand back and see what the tricks to this trade is that you get something which comes to you unrequested, so it just arrives in your letterbox, and then the trigger is that you have to send funds to claim money back, and they always ask for it to go by way of wire transfer through people like Western Union, because they know that once they pick the cash up at the point of delivery, it can't be recovered.
So you're not going to get the money back?
No, absolutely not. And this is, I think, the sixth time we've seen this form of scam come through WA. It's come right through Australia, but it's come to WA on at least six occasions. So we started to see these way back in April of 2009 as Malaysia Star Eyes. Then it was Euphoria Travelling, then Evermass Tourism Group, and then VMAC, Greenery Tours, and then the Enjoy, Fantasy, Lavender, and now Sentosa, which have all been coming through. And these envelopes which arrive in people's letterboxes, personally addressed, real stamps.
Where do they get the people's name?
They buy them from lists all over the place. They might have even picked them up from just the white pages in WA.
Right.
But they will just simply send all this stuff through to people, and as you see, they're very professional. They are professional con artists, and they're doing it across borders and into different countries. And as Wendy said, she's talking to some people out of Malaysia, but the funds have actually been sent into China.
And is she the only victim?
No.
You reckon it's pretty widespread?
Yeah. No, and look, Australia Post has been fantastic. As soon as we alert them to these sorts of things and identify what the envelopes look like and the mail looks like, they try and intercept it for us. But we know that there's always an amount that will get through to the community before we're able to put those seize orders in place and grab that material. And these five that have gone through in just the last few weeks, the envelopes are all different because they're coming from supposedly different companies which are promoting these things.
What's the chance any of these people are going to go to court over this?
Zip-de-doo. Because, you know, like they're operating through the internet. If you go and have a look at the website that they've created for Sentosa, for instance, when you go and have a look at who is or what is, when you go into the internet to see who's actually created, it was actually created on the 18th of October 2011. Mm-hmm. And yet they're saying that they've been in business for 9 years.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you for that. So just scrap them, put them straight in the bin.
Anything that arrives in your letterbox and you're concerned about it, or you know it's just come to you unsolicited, the price of a phone call or a quick check on the internet coming to Consumer Protection will give you the heads up as to whether we think it's a problem. And if we don't know about it, we'll get you to send it to us and we'll check out the bona fides for you and then let you know if it's good or bad.
Just while I got you there too, I got a notification from what was called the Australian Government today, the Tax Office.
Mm.
Dear taxpayer, after the last annual calculations of your fiscal activity, we've determined that you're eligible to receive a tax refund of $773.80. And the second page is a whole form I've got to fill in with the Australian Tax Office logo on it. Is that a scam?
Yeah, and I've got to tip my hat to these guys, Howard. What they've sent you is a very professionally put together web page.
Except they can't spell government.
No, they can't. So there is that fall over, and I don't really think that we talk about calculations of your fiscal activity, so they haven't quite got the language right, but it's getting better all the time. But when you actually go to this, the link on this one, and if you have a look at the email address that was at the top, which said Australian Government, which
yeah.
is misspelled, but it then says validate at ato.gov,
yeah.
and there's no .au on the end of that, so you're not going into the Australian Government environment for websites. But when you do go to click on that, it comes up with this screenshot web page. Now, we've traced that through, and we found that that's actually being hosted off a blog site in the US, and we're sure that they're unaware that it's being held in the background of that particular blog site. And when you actually click on the live links, it will take you back to the correct Australian Taxation Office website. So it's been very professionally put together. When you go back to the page that they're asking you to fill in so that you can claim your $700-odd, it is that page which grabs the information, which is all your credit card details,
yep.
and shoots that off to the scammers somewhere in the world somewhere, just waiting to use your credit card details.
Unbelievable. Thanks, David.
Okay, bye.
What will they try next? Wendy, her husband, a victim, don't you be one.